Today we talk about justice, and today we talk about racism. And I must tell you, it gives me no pleasure to tell you that we now have a president of the United States who is a racist. We have a president of the United States who has done something that no other president in modern history has done. What a president is supposed to do is to bring us together. And we have a president intentionally, purposely, is trying to divide us up by the color of our skin, by our gender, by the country we came from, by our religion. Now everybody here knows that from the first days when the settlers came to this country and the terrible things they did to the Native Americans. Everybody knows about the abomination of slavery and segregation. We know about the discrimination against Catholics and Jews and Muslims and Irish and Italians. So we say to President Trump today, this country has suffered too long from discrimination. We are not going backwards. We are going forwards to a non-discriminatory society.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
Baby, why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
All right. And let's take a look at this gosh darn thing. And that audio clip that that I played at the beginning of the podcast audio, it's not on the YouTube. That was from a Bernie Sanders was speaking at a Martin Luther King Day deal. And the NBC News, they just had like a minute and 47 seconds clipped out. And then from that minute and 47 seconds, they just took a part where he said, we now have a president of the United States who was a racist. And it's so obvious why they do that, so that they can slap it on the privately owned social media, and then people will share it and say, duh, again, Bernie. You know, like, it, and I just left a comment on the Black Burner Coalition page, saying a slightly less tacky than usual Sanders headline. That's all that really is. Slightly less tacky than usual. And you know what? I'll actually just use that audio to open up my podcast. But not the YouTube, because shit doesn't translate well to video when you don't have the, I just don't YouTube well enough to be mixing videos in my shit. Excuse me. Like, I look at these programs like X Split Screen and whatnot. Like, I'm going to take like two or three more vacations from work to sit down and figure out those gosh darn programs. All right. Now, this one, very short morning wine cellar. It's 3:47 a.m. right now. I got to get down to the factory and bust a shift working on some slightly different machines than what I normally do. Right. All right, so Alexandria, long ass name, but it's more so about Christian white men responding to her than it is her. Right. So this individual goes by the name of Lance Wallnau, and Lance Wallnau has figured out what is causing her current stream of success. All right. And Wallnau had an interview with Charisma Magazine, and he really broke down what's causing this. And keep in mind, he is a Christian white man, right wing. All right. So he knows what he's talking about. You think you know what you're talking about? Wrong. All right. So let's go ahead and get to this audio. and we're going to spend the entirety of the morning wine cellar on it. Uh-huh. Let me check the decibels here. All right, that looks reasonified. Looks casual. Looks respectable. Okay, Lance Wall now, folks. Let's get genius. What the hell is wrong with this thing? I hate this Zoom application.
The good news about the midterm elections is that there is a great opportunity for evil to be exposed in the days and weeks to come. Well, what do I mean? I mean, I'm going to lay out in front of you a series of thoughts of real life happenings, of relational connections that I think you're going to find astounding.
All right. And apparently no one else has seen these relational connections but Lance Wall now. So he shall deliver them to thee.
It's been widely publicized that there is a coven of witches that cast spells on President Trump 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I don't know if you knew that, but woman ladies, and I'm pretty sure he's talking about cis women, that they pretty much regularly are casting spells upon him, all right? A veritable birderation of spells. Not even a coven, a confefe, if you will. I mean, an unprecedented level of witchery cast upon him.
This particular coven is found in the southern portion of New York City. Mm-hmm. Well, in the southern part of New York City, it happens to be the jurisdiction of a U.S. district court called the Southern District of New York. And
really, so in the Southern, they have the Southern District. This guy is breaking it down.
In that court, a Clinton appointee to that court is the judge that is overseeing the Michael Cohen case, which has been widely publicized. So in other words, the Robert Mueller investigation is utilizing this court and a Clinton appointee in order to pursue all of these charges against the Trump campaign. Now, the judge that started this whole process is a judge by the name of Kimba Woods. And Kimba Woods is not a household name by any stretch, but she...
All right, I want more on the witches. We're going to dance it forward on old Lancey Poo here. He's one of those Christian white men that thinks every single word he has to say is a cliffhanger.
Who presided over George Soros's wedding.
Outstanding. Oh, shit, he's connecting dots. This is that sort of like, this may be ableist, but it's that A Beautiful Mind type shit. Like, nigga, see, like, you've tried to connect way too many dots. Like, it gets to a point where it's like, you see, and this is how, like, you took, okay, so Big Punisher is a dead rapper, and Tupac Shakur is also a dead rapper. And then, when did Tupac Shakur die? 1996. When did Big Punisher die? 1999. Those are 3 years apart. You see what I'm saying? And when did Trump start his campaign? 2015. What year just ended? 2018. 3 years apart. Coincidence? I think not. Like, it's that, like, nigga, you're just putting any and everything together that you possibly can.
It just so happens that in attendance of this wedding was our now Speaker of House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. So right in the middle of all of this, the Southern District, in the middle of where these witches are doing the 24/7 spell casting, we find the territory of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Her district is in the center of all of this going on.
Now, we know they're racist and xenophobic, but sometimes I wonder, are they mispronouncing her name on purpose, or are they that in their bubble that the first person saw her name, said it that way, and everyone else said, Yeah, Casio looks about right to me. That's what the letter A does. Let's give that a head start.
The territory of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, her district is in the center of all of this going on.
Oh.
So is this a coincidence? Maybe. I don't can't say that I have visions in the spiritual realm on how evil happens, but is there an evil thread?
He's supposed to be a Christian thought leader. Nigga, you better have some visions on evil. Who the fuck, how you gonna lead if you don't know where the evil is?
Running through this area trying to dispel diabolical power. My point is, is that there is great opportunity in the days, weeks, months to come to see the enemy of our souls, his efforts to be exposed, for Satan to overplay his hand so that truths like what I am describing to you, coincidences that I am describing to you, will be discovered. Just this week, there was a spiritual SWAT team that was sent into this.
Nigga, a spiritual SWAT team. Let's do that again. Like, you see, like, how he's calmly delivering this hyperbole, which is a great method for, I think, what folks might refer to as gaslighting. Not really my sort of language. I don't, because I think that comes from a play. And I just, I don't like plays. It's be like, you're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar, Daniel.
Just this week, there was a spiritual SWAT team that was sent into this particular geographic area in order to deal with the spiritual activity that is going on here. Lord, we pray, we ask you that.
Okay, now the camera cut, so they edited out some shit. And now he's doing a prayer now. And also keep like, I love the performance art of this. Like if you get to watch, I'll link this video with the post so you can check it out yourself. he took his glasses off and he's holding them at the corner of the arm and the, and where the lens area would be. And it's kind of shaking them while talking. That's that prop shit, nigga. This is performance art. All right, so he's praying.
Your mighty hand, that the power of your Holy Spirit would bring light into this part of New York. Father God, that the relational connections, that the threads of evil, that the diabolical communications that are occurring behind the scenes with people who...
You can tell that he doesn't have any of this shit pre-thought. He's just... It's the same shit we just covered with Tariq Nasheed. He's just saying the word that should probably come after the next word that will appeal to the target audience. Listen to this fucking spotty ass delivery. Pay attention to this fucking performance art. Look at this shit.
Actions that the threads of evil, that the diabolical communications that are occurring behind the scenes... With people who are humans, with supernatural forces that are having great effect. Father God, we pray that...
My Nick, can you imagine reading that shit on paper? Diabolical communications with... What? Yo, I need a transcript of this. Let's do this again. I want to rewind that again. This is utterly fucking ridiculous.
Actions that that your mighty hand, that the power of your Holy Spirit would bring light into this part of New York.
Okay. Mighty hand, spirit, this part of New York. Let's get into the meat of his busting of freestyleness.
Father God, that the relational connections, that the threads of evil, that the diabolical communications that are occurring behind the scenes... With people,
the diabolical communications that are occurring behind the scenes,
people who are
with people who are
humans with supernatural forces that are
humans with people who are diabolical connections of communications behind the scenes with people who are humans with supernatural forces
are having great effect.
Father
God, we pray that they would be exposed.
Okay, pray that they be exposed. All right, now let's see where it goes from here. This is outstanding.
Father God, as so many of these are now in power that are running court cases, that are speakers of the House, that are representatives, Father God, I pray that it would be perfectly clear what their intents are. I pray that it would be perfectly clear that the evil that is being used, that is using them, would be exposed.
Okay. So, and that, man, that's some slick shit there. It's that hucksterism. You notice a huckster, they just know the words they're supposed to say. I think even more so than sentences they're supposed to say. I mean, Alex Jones is pretty good at it, kicking the whole sentence. Brian Fisher is also decent at it, but I think not as good as Jones. I think Jones may really be the best one as far as being a right-wing huckster. I think Jones is the best, like, skill-wise. Because, like, Brian Fisher actually, like, almost fucked up with his audience. Because, like, he would see Trump doing shit and be like, oh, I think that one's pretty bad. I don't think that we should do the tariffs with China. That, not right there. And then his callers, of whom have mad crossover with Jones, called in and yelled at his ass. Because the thing is, Brian Fisher is just a huckster saying the bullshit that he has to say to get his check. The people that he's talking to are fucking true believers, staunch loyalists that always toe the line. So they called in and they were like, hey, fuck that. You know, not in those words, but like, fuck that. Fuck you, nigga. Everything Trump does is good because Trump, because Republican, because party loyalty. And so he came back the next day and was like, yeah, you know, at first I thought the tariffs were kind of bad, but a couple people called in and straightened me out on that there. And it's like, nigga, you don't agree with that shit. Get the fuck out of here. Like, Brian Fisher is like fucking 65 years old. Are you shitting me? He knows what he thinks, and he thinks it's bad. All right. And that was really all I had. I just, I woke up to my alarm, said, let me take a look at the old newsfeed of Reno, see if there's anything I might want to warn Morning Wine Cellar. And yeah, I saw that tacky ass Sanders headline, slightly less tacky than usual. And I saw the Ocasio-Cortez and this witchcraft that this skinny, pretty woman of color is casting upon the white man. Huh, come on. All right, and that is Tuesday Morning Wine Cellar. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Now, right now, until Saturday morning, the fully produced episode of the Monday program is Patreon only, which people are signed up to the Patreon from $1 to more dollars than $1, right? I don't want to put niggas' business all out there. And and sign up for $1 on the Patreon a month. Stay around, hang around, tell your friends to come on, and you can get that content early. You know, I still want it to be free later, but this year I'm working more towards making Patreon more worth it instead of just a donation, like you actually get some sort of entertainment service with it from us that we produce. Excuse me. And yeah, so right now the Monday that we have up is only the Sean King and Tariq Nasheed part. There's a whole episode around that that's about an hour and 20 minutes. So that 30 minutes is up, but 50 more minutes are also available to make that episode whole. And throughout the week, I'll let little pieces of that episode go up. Like, I'll put up little bits to the main RSS feed for the Wine Cellar, but the whole episode will be available Saturday. All right. And this I'll go ahead and put up, and then we'll record more on Tuesday and make more Patreon-only content temporarily, and then it'll go public. And I think that's a fair way to do that. All right? So, be as safe as possible wherever you are.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
Fact of politics, today, as you may know, I've been critical of the singer Beyoncé for putting out music and videos that are libertine in tone. For adults, it doesn't matter. That stuff happens all the time. But for young girls, especially those who do not have parental supervision, what Beyoncé does could have a negative influence. We pointed that out. We also pointed out Beyoncé, along with her husband, rapper Jay-Z, is worth close to $1 billion, with a B, dollars. So she doesn't have to put out stuff like this.
First stuff, I give an honor to Leslie Mack, an inspiration for making it extra black. And if a clown roll up and want to play with me, jump on the mic and kick a rhyme with they should be. An amazing MC is what I claim to be, and I back the words up when I slay the beat. Black Wash with LQ and that whole crew, they laid the brigade that you can't roll through. I'm a black man with a tortured soul, with a bald and receding of a gorgeous fro. But I talk to my homeboys about street harassment, I won't ignore misogyny or expose. Niggas want to see what's cracking, I bring pain, like a McElroy beat down by Ving Rhames. Straight nigga when I'm up in the place, it's true. Ted Cruz has a punchable face. The Oscar's so white, but the music is black. Adele can fill the tale with the view of the track. Hello? It's me again. You can wait to exhale, then breathe again. I can go hard on whack foolish punks and still make time for Black Future Month. I see homophobes on Jaden Smith, and you can let that whack shit lie to rest. Cause your girlfriend, she likes the style, but you didn't work hard enough to buy the dress. Now you know where I stand with GF. Motherfuckers don't know about G-Life. Oh no, it's a big scary black man. Look, Krista Greco be like, hi, my name is who? My name is what? My name is White Lady. And if I surround myself with women of color, when I throw one under the bus, they might save me. Of course, your Dolezal style has a problem with facts. Phoenix words ain't yours, and all of it's black. You can punk and shuffle with a spicy foot. Accuse me of libel, like I'll be shook. But I don't trip, cause you won't do a damn thing. So why care? I'm black as fuck, and I'm loud as shit. I'll be your PR nightmare. It's like one, two, three into the foe. It's back to being blacker than the murder of crows. I'm a Northwest nigga and it's hard to do soft. My wife has a purse just for barbecue sauce. Shout out to Converse for making Chuck Taylor. Shout out to Nike for making Cortez. Thanks to them, I never caught by the cops. They saw me hop a fence and dip straight to the set. Now I won't shy away from saying rape culture. Too many of y'all be acting like straight vultures. To my fellow black men, I'm speaking broad and in general. The world revolves around more than your genitals. Yelling at a woman walking, that's grimy, fool. How the fuck you even know she got time for you? Now for you as a man, it's easy to roam. Be the best part of her day and leave her alone. Now I won't stop with this. Y'all kill trans women like y'all the cops and shit. You say Black Lives Matter, I'm mobbing with you, but I can't until we say all of them do. If it's not inclusive, it's a bunch of shit. You're acting like the white man that you're up against. Don't act like a coward. If you want to be an oppressor, why fight the power? The hate for trans women ain't making sense. I don't got time for you to take offense. Lives are on the line, so don't be the machine we gotta rage against. And that's that black shit.